Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Phenomenal. How are you?
Good, good, good. Going to impart a little wisdom onto the high school players, as the vast majority of high school players are starting their journey into their spring season. Obviously, if you have a desire to play college baseball, recruiting is probably at the top of your concerns list, understandably so. But I think a piece of advice that, and me and you have talked about this, and I know we've talked about it with some of the guys that we work with, is listen, focus on what's right in front of you. And if you want to get recruited, right, you want to become a recruitable player, a really good first step is to go have a really good high school season. And yes, if you're a 2025, is it nice to have coaches calling you? Yeah, it'd be great. But you need to be recruitable first, and a great way to set the tone going into the summer where the vast majority of recruiting really happens is go have an awesome high school season. Go be a great teammate. Go compete your butt off every day. Go put up some good numbers. Like, start making a little bit of a name for yourself. Start putting some stuff on tape that you can send to coaches. And don't lose sight of what's right in front of you, because – I mean, the reality is you only get so many high school seasons, and to be so concerned about the summer that you lose sight of the fact that first task at hand is let's have a good high school season. Let's see how many high school games we can win. Just make sure that that's the focus and you're not getting too outside of the process here.
No, I think it's paramount to be able to have a good high school season, because it's going to build the confidence into the summer, right? Like, you know, if you go out and have a not so hot high school season, you might not have as much confidence going into the summer. You know, and conversely, you know, you might not have a great high school season, but it allows you to, you know, work on some of the deficiencies that you have and sharpen them up a little bit before you get into the summer where you can be recruited. But, you know, the ultimate goal, if you're looking to be recruited, is, you know, to show up every day and show out when, you know, because you never know who is watching. It is a little bit more difficult to get seen, you know, in the regular season of the high school season, because colleges are playing at the same time. Like, they might only get out a handful of times, and, you know, they might only see one, they might only see play once locally, you know, but a lot more coaches are going to show up for the playoffs, you know, the state tournaments. You know, I know New York is, you know, sectionals, and then you go into regionals and then states. You know, Connecticut has a pretty extensive state tournament. Massachusetts is a little similar, you know, so that, like, there's a lot of high school games from a playoff standpoint that start happening in May and June, and, you know, college coaches can get out and watch those games. So, you know, they're you want to kind of be a little bit more primed in going into those games, because, you know, they mean a little bit more, and it shows college coaches, hey, like, lights are on, you know, I can succeed. You know, that's a foot in the door to be able to start being recruited. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily just start in July, August, and September. You know, you want to start that now, as you know, tryouts are going to start to fire up here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, you're going to have some preseason games, and then we get into, you know, some other games. I know it depends. Like, we're obviously talking about the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic and New England area here. Like, I know other parts of the country, some high schools have fired up. So, you know, but the ultimate goal is that you have a good high school season, that it breeds that confidence into the summer where you can really show up and show out and get recruited, because you have that confidence of being able to handle yourself against competition.
Go compete, go play for something that's bigger than yourself, right? I think that's another interesting thing that pretty much every coach that we've had on the podcast to date has talked about, the value of watching guys play in games that matter. And your high school games matter, right? Like, if you're going to play in your districts or your section or your state tournament, like, you need to win to get there. And, you know, a lot of times the wins don't matter as much in summer ball, right? Like, yeah, you can go put your, you know, say you want some perfect game tournament or whatever, but, you know, you're not really playing for the W's. It's just a slightly different animal. And in high school, guys, get used to competing, because if you want to play in college, it comes down to the wins and losses anyway. So, you know, cherish the moments that you get in high school. Make sure that you're putting your best foot forward, and that you're not you don't have your eyes on something that's not right in front of you. And if you take care of business in high school and you build up some confidence, just like you were saying, you set yourself up for the summer, right? Maybe you go and have a great statistical high school year and guys are forced to take notice of what you've been doing because you've developed a little bit of track record in your area, or you play really well in a state tournament game and there's a bunch of coaches there. Like, there's a lot of opportunity in the high school season, and you know, don't get too far-sighted on what's going on, and make sure that you're getting yourself ready to go compete with, you know, your high school team and see how many games you can win.
Hell yeah.
Anything else?
No, nailed it.
All right. If you want to get recruited, have a great high school season. It's a good place to start. Mm-hmm. So get yourself ready. Dial it up. Go get yourself some W's. Thank you for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.